been a whole lot of talk about taxes in the Pennsylvania governor's campaign, but there's been a lot less clarity about how each candidate's plan would affect most taxpayers. WHYY's Holly Otterbein sorts through the talking points to get some answers.
The airwaves have been flooded this year with advertisements from Governor Tom Corbett's campaign, painting Tom Wolf as a tax and spend liberal.
It says here Tom Wolf's going to raise the income tax on middle-class families. It's about time somebody does.
We just have way too much money.
The Wolf camp has tried to strike back with negative ads noting Corbett raised gas taxes.
Have you seen Tom Corbett's ads attacking me? Get real. It's Tom Corbett who's been sticking it to the middle class on taxes.
Political analysts believe the campaign ads have made a difference in the race. Terry Madonna, a political science professor at Franklin and Marshall College, says they've helped the Republican incumbent who remains down in the polls.
One of the reasons the race has narrowed is because Governor Corbett is winning back Republicans. He was not doing well among Republican voters in the spring when he was doing 50-55%. Now he's up to 65-75% of Republicans. And I think the argument about tax and spend has helped him among core Republican, base Republican voters.
Corbett has been able to make that argument by seizing on Wolf's plan to make income taxes in Pennsylvania progressive. In other words, to have different effective tax rates for different income levels. Right now, whether you're a trash man or a businessman, your income is taxed at a rate of about 3% in Pennsylvania. Wolf says he wants to change that so that residents making somewhere between $70,000 and $90,000 a year or less would get a tax break, and everyone else would pay more. But Wolf hasn't said what the exact cutoff or income tax rate would be. The Philadelphia Inquirer editorial board called the lack of details, quote, troubling. Here's Wolf defending his proposal at a debate this month with panelist CBS 3 news anchor Chris May.
When will Tom Wolf release his tax plan so the residents of Pennsylvania can review it prior to the election? Or is this another Affordable Care Act tactic where you have to elect him to see what you are getting?
I mean, I've been as specific as I can. I'll be specific when I understand what kind of a hole this governor has left the next governor.
Corbett, too, has been criticized over his campaign ads about Wolf's tax plan. Eugene Kiley, the director of factcheck.org, says they're completely misleading.
For Corbett to say that Wolf is promising to raise middle class taxes is inaccurate because those are the very people who would benefit from Wolf's plan.
Corbett has also been knocked for being vague about his tax plans. He says he'll try to keep taxes as low as possible, but he has not renewed the no tax pledge he signed in the 2010 gubernatorial campaign. This has left voters in a strange place. They've heard a lot about Wolf's tax plan, but little about whether a progressive income tax or a flat tax would be better for Pennsylvania.
I think that taxes are the third rail of Pennsylvania politics.
Sharon Ward is the executive director of the left-leaning Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. She says a progressive income tax would level the playing field in Pennsylvania, where the middle class and poor pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes.
The lowest 20% of families in Pennsylvania, they earn just under $11,000, and after taxes, they have just $9,600 left. For the top 1% of families in Pennsylvania, they earn a little bit over $1 million, and even after paying all of their state and local taxes, they still have more than $1 million.
Ward also says a progressive tax could help the state's coffers because income growth has been concentrated at the top in recent years, and a progressive income tax would capture that money. Liz Malm, an economist at the right-leaning Tax Foundation, agrees that Wolf's plan would hit the affluent harder. But she says Pennsylvania should consider how a progressive income tax would impact the economy. The state's current income tax rate, she says, is one of the most business-friendly things it's got going for it.
Pennsylvania's flat rate of 3.07 is actually one of the lowest among its neighbors. It's actually pretty low when you look at it nationally as well. For example, you've got New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, even West Virginia, Ohio, and New York all have top individual income tax rates that are higher than that.
Comparatively, Malm says Pennsylvania has high corporate and sales taxes. Amid the fog of numbers, other questions get obscured. For example, the state constitution requires that each dollar of income be taxed uniformly. Wolf says his plan would be constitutional, but some tax lawyers disagree. And even if his plan passes constitutional muster, what are the chances the General Assembly would ever pass it? Again, Madonna.
The Wolf tax plan, I think, is going to have a tough sledding in the state legislature. It's almost inconceivable to me to think that a conservative, Republican-controlled state house would pass it.
Wolf says he's confident Pennsylvanians want a progressive income tax and that Democrats and Republicans will listen to their constituents. For WHYY, I'm Holly Otterbein.